Federal sequestration cuts are forcing the closure of two Head Start centers in Santa Fe County. The closures were announced by Presbyterian Medical Services, which oversees the programs in four counties. Federal funding for Presbyterian's efforts has been cut by some $700,000. Shuttering their doors now are the Chimayo Head Start Center and another on the Institute of American Indian Arts campus. 10 other Head Start centers in Santa Fe County are not affected. A new federal tip line has been created by the U.S. Attorney's Office in our state that allows anonymous reporting of suspected drug trafficking in northern New Mexico. Billboards displaying the TIP 411 texting number will now be going up throughout Santa Fe and Rio Arriba counties, where federal authorities say drug traffickers have set up shop. Española, just north of Santa Fe, suffers from some of the highest rates of heroin abuse in the country. An overall improving economy has contributed to a rise in home sales in Santa Fe, according to new data presented by Santa Fe Association of Realtors President Victoria Murphy.
We've risen up from 2012, 4.9% in our median price, and we've also did an increase in our home sales of 4.4% from 2012. And the really great thing is while our home sales went down in Santa Fe County, they actually were up on a rise in El Dorado, and the median price there in El Dorado jumped significantly by 16%.
Murphy also says current inventory is low, and Santa Fe is entering a period for a good seller's market. The State Board of Finance has greenlighted a $20 million loan to New Mexico's Spaceport America for the building of two downstate visitor centers. Today's Albuquerque Journal says the deal may be finalized within 30 days and construction could begin shortly thereafter. Spaceport will make repayment over 21 years at a 3.8% interest rate. The loan proposal received unanimous support at the Board of Finance's Wednesday meeting, although there was discussion of concerns that the state could get stuck with the bill if the centers do not draw the 200,000 visitors a year as projected. Wednesday's meeting of Santa Fe's Charter Review Commission saw some tweaking of their proposals to make the city's mayoral post a full-time position with an annual salary of some $150,000. The commission is expected to present its recommendations to City Hall at the end of the month. The changes to the mayor's job could not take effect until 2018, as it would first have to pass muster with voters in a municipal election. Those, by the way, are typically held in March, with the commission now set to recommend they be moved to autumn. New Mexico's Family Infant Toddler Program, also known as FIT, has, for the third year in a row, received high marks from the U.S. Department of Education. That agency ranks New Mexico among the top 25% of states, successfully meeting requirements across 14 performance indicators. The FIT program provides comprehensive early intervention services, including developmental, speech, physical, and occupational therapy, to more than 13,000 New Mexico children from birth to the age of 3. 34 provider agencies statewide are supported by a blend of federal, state, and private monies, totaling more than $18.5 million for the fiscal year 2014. Weather for Santa Fe, partly sunny both today and Friday with highs near 80 degrees. There's a 40% chance for afternoon and evening thundershowers today, increasing to 50% tomorrow. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.